Welcome to my channel, The Inspiring Voice, where I've been narrating chilling horror stories, and if you guys have a story you want me to read, or you want to collaborate with me, just email me at inspiringvoice34@gmail.com. And what's more, my podcast is now available on Google Podcasts, Overcast, and Pocket Casts. All thanks to Anchor for helping me and sharing my podcast with the world. If you guys want to read my books, you can find them on Wattpad with the username Kia_Wright and Instagram account Inspiring_Voice_Podcast. Lastly, welcome to The Inspiring Voice and hope you have a splendid time here. Today is Christmas and I have some horror stories for my audience by Sasha Meow and Emily. Don't forget to check out their books on Wattpad with the username Sasha the Meow and 4TeddyBear4. Let's begin. The Secret Admirer. Christmas. Though it was winter, it never snowed here in Green Valley. There was no building snowmen or igloos, not a snow angel in sight either. Yet, the Christmas spirit never dies. The college I go to has organized a secret Santa among the classes. No one knew who they were receiving gifts from until they have. I smiled as I thought about the nice new Hanabira rose care kit resting at the bottom of my backpack, neatly wrapped in pink sakura printed paper. It was only by chance did I get my bestie's name when drawing names out of the bowl the other day. It was a gloomy day. I'm glad it didn't start raining on the way to school, else I'd be drenched. I'm bringing a nice gift for Secret Santa, and the rain would totally ruin it. I sighed and started my journey up the stairs. Thankfully, my class was the first one from the stairs. I walked in and went over to my place, crashing down on my chair as I put my bag down. I heard a chuckle next to me and turned towards Anna, giving her a small wave while trying to catch my breath. I took a few sips of water and took my phone out to text my mother that I'm in class. I sighed and put my phone down on the table. I looked around for my best friend. "Where's Ivy?" Anna turned around to see Ivy's table. "Guess she isn't here yet." I nodded. "What time is our Secret Santa again?" "I think it's during recess," Anna said, taking her phone out. I just couldn't wait for Secret Santa. I want to see Ivy's reaction when I give her my gift. After all, Christmas is about giving, not receiving. I took my journal out for English. It was the first class today, and since it's the shortest class for today, our teacher normally asks us to do some journaling. "You better wipe that tape," Anna suddenly chimes in. The maintenance guy was in just now to fix the lights. "Use your table to climb up." I grimaced. "With shoes?" "With shoes," Anna nodded regretfully. I groaned and put my journal under the desk before taking out the pack of baby wipes. I pulled out one of the wipes and turned to Anna as I wiped down my table. "He didn't use my chair, right?" "No, he didn't," Anna shook her head. "Only your table." She smirks at me. I just rolled my eyes and looked under my desk for my journal. To my surprise, besides it and the dirty wipe, there was also a little box under there. "What is it?" Anna asks, watching me pull the box out. "I have no idea," I say, turning the box over and over in my hands. "Did the maintenance guy leave it behind?" Anna frowned thoughtfully and shook her head. "No, I don't think so," she suddenly gasped, earning her a confused look from me. "Hey, maybe it's from your Secret Santa." My eyes widened as I realized that she may be right. I nodded thoughtfully, going back to the box. There was nothing stuck on the light pink paper that was used to wrap it. "Just open it, Shelby," Anna urged. "It might even be jewelry." "Jewelry? Oh, how I wish to get a lavish gift like that for Christmas. Yet again, our expectations are always shattered, right?" I just shrugged and took out the pair of scissors I kept in my pencil case to open the box. I carefully cut the wrapping paper away. There was regular run-of-the-mill brown cardbox underneath. I cut open the side and looked into it. To my surprise, there was nothing inside it. I could see the bottom of the box. "What's inside?" "Nothing," I said, turning the box upside down to show her that it was empty. I stand corrected when a piece of folded paper fell out, sliding its way onto the ground. "You said nothing?" Anna smirked, picking up the foreign piece of paper. She put it down in front of me, and I saw that whoever sent the note folded a maple leaf around it and secured it with twine. Aw, that's so cute. Open it, Shelby. I frowned and slowly undid the twine. I unfolded the maple leaf and put it aside. Wonder where they got it. Maple trees aren't that common here. Can I see? Anna asked. I nodded and handed the leaf to her. She turned it over and over in her fingers and gasped. Hey, it's real! I know, I said, unfolding the note. I opened it and realized that my mystery Santa had actually written me a poem. Hey, it's a poem. I read the poem with widened eyes.
Leaves never flew. Autumn never greeted winter. Fruits may ripe, but you'll always be mine. A cup of chocolate with the sunny glow at sunset. Time ticks. Don't miss.
I looked up at Anna in confusion. She snatched the paper and quickly scanned it. By scan, I mean her eyes moved like a beam of scanner across the paper. She gasped as soon as she finished. Shelby, Anna exclaimed, do you know what this means? It means you have a secret admirer. That's creepy, I pointed out. Anna frowned and returned to her place, dragging her chair along with her. I sighed and I looked at the spot behind her. Is Ivy even coming? Anna shrugged. Who knows? Maybe she doesn't have a gift for Secret Santa. Then where is my gift gonna go? I whined. Anna looked at me in surprise. You actually got Ivy when enjoying the lot? I nodded. Anna snorted. I actually like that poem. Good, so you can have him instead, I said, turning back to my table. Ivy soon came in and we waved at her. I'm so excited to see her reaction when she receives my gift. Everyone was asked to go to the front and put the gifts on the teacher's table. I smiled as I adjusted the tag with Ivy's name so that the teacher would know which gift is hers. I went back to my place and waited as the others put their gifts on the table. Wait till she receives her gift. Besides, I've got a bone to pick with my Secret Santa, who's definitely a creep. Anna's name was called first since she is one of the first names in class. She gasped when the teacher handed her a rather large gift. Oh my god, what is this? Anna exclaimed, opening her gift. Turns out she received the perfume set she always wanted. Who's my Secret Santa? She found a letter at the bottom of the box and took it off. She gasped. It's for Christopher, Anna grimly stated. Who is your crush? Anna, a male voice called. Anna smiled and turned to Christopher, waving. Like my gift? He asked. Anna nodded, a wide smile on her face. She turned back to us and beamed. Soon, Ivy's name was called. I grinned as I watched her go forward and return with my gift. Oh my gosh, the wrapping paper is so cute, Ivy said, carefully peeling the tape off the paper. She soon got it open and pulled the paper off, the Hanabira Rose Care Kit. She gasped as her eyes bulged at the care kit. Goodness, this is such an expensive gift. Who sent it? I hid a smile as she rummaged in the wrapping paper for a note I had carefully won under the wrapping paper so that she wouldn't see it at first glance. Ivy immediately looked at me when she finished reading the note. I grinned. It's you, she exclaimed. Do you like it? I smirked back. Shelby, you didn't have to buy something so expensive, Ivy pouted, leaning back on her chair. I can't accept something so lavish. I smirked. Fine then, hand it over. Ivy immediately shook her head. Shelby, Mrs. Branson suddenly called. I got up and bent to the front. Mrs. Branson smiled and handed me a tea-colored box. I smiled back and took the gift before going back to my place. The person gave you two gifts? Anna said, in surprise as I reached for the scissors again. Wait, you got two? Ivy asked, confused. When did this happen? Anna started telling her about the poem while I cut open my gift. To my surprise, it was a sakura-scented candle. There was a note stuck on the box too. I opened it and read the poem that came with it. It was signed at the bottom, Alfredo Hitchcock. Look in the mirror, you will find the clue. I'm not the writer, I'm the Hitchcock. Christmas tree bells, Merry Christmas. I stood up and went towards Alfredo's place, holding the candle and the poem. He looked up at me with a grin. You like that gift? What was the deal of the stupid poem? I scowled, showing him the poem and the candle. Alfredo smirked. I'm the Hitchcock. I rolled my eyes. Thanks for the maple leaf. I've always wanted one. I just turned and left, going back to my place. Anna and Ivy looked at me with confused faces. What did Alfredo do? Ivy asked. I don't know. Maybe he left his fettuccine at home. Anna smirked. I put the candle in my bag and rolled my eyes. Alfredo is my secret Santa. He even wrote me another poem. Something still doesn't sit right. I whipped out the first poem and read it again. A cup of chocolate with a sunny dough at sunset. Sunny dough? Cup of chocolate? Sunny dough sounds familiar. Did he mean Sundier Cafe? Hot chocolate at Sundier Cafe during sunset? Oh my gosh, what does this Hitchcock want? Yo, Hitchcock, I called again. He looked up at me with a confused expression. What is the meaning of this? I held up the paper. Alfredo grinned. It means I'm the Hitchcock. What the heck is wrong with this guy? Well, only one way to find out. After dinner, I booked a taxi. Rays of orange light broke through the heavy clouds while the round tangerine sun was right above the horizon. I'm just in time. I got out of the taxi and went to Sundier Cafe. I'm starting to doubt it. What if it wasn't Alfredo, after all? What if he only sent the second poem? Light drops of rain padded down the sidewalk just as I stepped into the cafe. I scanned the area for the potential creep and saw the back of a hooded person at the far corner. I gulped and summoned up some courage. I went towards the shady-looking person and slammed my hand down in front of him. He jumped and looked at me in surprise. It was Alfredo. It's you, I frowned. Well, I should have known. Alfredo looked confused. What do you mean? You're the one who gave me this poem, I scowled, resting my hands on my hips. Yeah, so? Alfredo says indifferently. I signed it, didn't I? Wait, what? I took out the poem that I received this morning and handed it to him. You didn't write this one? Alfredo looked at it and shook his head. Nope, I'm not the one who sent this. I only wrote the one stuck on the gift. I frowned. Then why are you here? I'm waiting for someone, Alfredo said, taking a sip of his coffee. Then who? My secret Santa, Alfredo deadpanned. Nicolette suddenly appeared. She gave me a weird look and sat in front of Alfredo, who looked at me with a smirk. Alfredo gestured towards Nicolette. She is my secret Santa. I looked at Nicolette, who just gave me an awkward smile. I apologized and quickly walked away. I went towards an empty table to sit when the barista suddenly called a name. I have a praline chocolate dream for Shelby, the barista called. The guy wrote it down for us, remember? Shelby Lawson. The guy bought me a drink. That's nice. I went towards the counter and raised my hand. That's me, I said. I'm Shelby Lawson. The barista smiled and handed me the drink. Can I ask who paid for this? I asked, wrapping my icy fingers around the hot cup. The employees looked at each other. He didn't say, the barista finally answered. What did he look like? I asked. He was wearing a hood, the barista said. We didn't ask why since it's raining. I pointed at Alfredo. Was it that guy? The barista looked at him and shook her head. No, this guy is much younger. Besides, the man who bought you that drink was wearing a black hoodie. Who was it? Definitely not Alfredo, since he's wearing a gray one. Also, the creep is older. Yikes. He also left you this, the other guy said, handing me another folded note with a maple leaf around it. Looks like you got yourself a secret admirer, Shelby. Thanks, I said, taking the note. You guys seriously didn't see what he looked like? The waiter shook her head. No, he wore a cap too. You better be careful, kid. I nodded before going over to a table. I took a sip of the praline chocolate dream and looked at the note. The guy even nailed my favorite drink from Sundier. I untied the twine and carefully put the maple leaf aside before unfolding the note. It was yet another poem.
Maple leaf likes you must. Farewell autumn till the years to return. For the winter melted, bloomed me closer. To see the magical sight in your eyes. Waffle rifle, meat for the early meal. Don't miss again.
Maple leaves with poems, praline chocolate dream. Who could it be? Read the entire story on Wattpad by Sasha the Meow to find out who was Shelby's secret admirer. Merry or not so merry Christmas. The floorboards creaked along with the sound of footsteps. Sharp breaths escaped from my mouth as I stared at the ceiling. Silence. I then remembered what I had wished for Christmas. It was a joke! I don't want it. I had wished for death. I had wished for death because of the piles and piles of homework I had to do. Silence. The floorboards broke and Santa came through. Except it isn't Santa, with black eyes staring through the dark and horns like a reindeer. He had outstretched his hand. He was furry, like a goat. I put my hand close to his, seeing if he'll have mercy. I guess not. He grabbed my hand in a flash, and the last thing you ever saw were those black eyes staring into your soul. Thank you to all my followers and listeners for all their support, and especially to Sasha, Meow, and Emily. Have a very Merry Christmas, my dear audience.